When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, gotta tell you about our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That is Billy and Mary. They are awesome. We love them. And, of course, they are in the Houston area, and they kick ass when it comes to plumbing. They have been very good to us for a long time, and we appreciate them being good to us. And we would appreciate it if you would use them for all of your plumbing needs. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. They are at your disposal. I hate Tom Brady. And obvious there is a recency bias to this because last night my football team lost to Tom Brady, and I get that my football team stinks, and I get that even if they would have won and been like half a game out of first place, they're not good. I realize this. I understand this. I am fine with it. I get that the NFC South is the NFC East of the last decade, basically. I get all that. I'm fine with that. But in that moment, in its little window, the Saints are up 16-3 against Tom Brady, and then they blow that game. But the reason I hate Tom Brady is not because he came back and beat the Saints, because I don't look at that and say, wow, we just got Tom Brady'd. That's not how I viewed that. That's not how I looked at it. I didn't sit back and go, Tom being Tom, man, what are you going to do? Of course, everyone does that. Everybody on the internet, every media person, every schmuck on the radio, every dickhead with a Twitter account, they all sit there and say, what are you going to do, man? That's just Tom Brady. That's not what that felt like. That didn't feel like a great player takes over in the last 5 minutes of a game and they're just unstoppable. It doesn't feel like a run where MJ goes nuts down the stretch and can't be stopped, or Steph Curry somehow hits four threes in the last 3 minutes of a game and it's just a heat check and the snowball rolls down the hill and then bam. None of it felt that way, because Tom Brady at this point in his career is not good. He's not good, and Tampa's not good, and the Saints dominated the football game for 57 minutes. What I saw last night, and again, understand, this is important here, I want to be very clear. I know the Saints suck. I'm not some delusional asshole that's like, boy, if we would have gotten that one and gotten hot, and who knows what we do with a home playoff game. This ain't the 7-9 Seattle team in Seattle that beat the Saints a decade plus ago. That's not what I'm talking about. But in the moment, in that football game, the Saints gave the game away, and it's pretty obvious. That's why I find it annoying when I hear, well, boy, Tom Brady, guys, Tom, you never know what you're going to get with Tom. It's another Tom Brady classic. Did you know that that's the least likely victory that Tom Brady has ever had, right behind the Super Bowl where they were down 28-3? Did you know that? All that. It wasn't fucking Tom Brady that won it. The Saints fucking lost it. And you know you agree with me, because even watching that, I don't think the average Joe is watching that going, wow, we're seeing one of the most amazing comebacks ever. This isn't Joe Montana marching down the field to beat Denver and John Elway on Monday Night Football where you're like, this guy's just got it. It felt like the Saints shit that game away because of lousy coaching and stupid players, and that's what that felt like. And I think if you look deep inside yourself, you'd agree with me. But that game was pathetic. And there's a couple of things that I look at in that game and go, holy shit, what were you doing? And when the score is 16-3 And they obviously missed a couple of opportunities to go up three scores because they're morons. It actually starts with the ball down at the 2-yard line, and they've got a chance to go up by three scores at that time, and they can't do it because they can't punch it into the end zone. Why can't they punch it into the end zone? By some fucking incredible lack of vision, they have too many men in the huddle. So too many men are in the huddle, and they move back 5 yards. And if you watch the Manning cast, which, by the way, Luther, if you don't watch the Manning cast, let me tell you, buddy, if you're not watching the Manning cast, I don't get what you're doing. Why would you watch Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do the spiel they've been doing for the last 20 years when you can watch the Manning boys sit there and riff and be hysterical, unintentionally funny? They don't try to be funny. They are just fucking brilliant, and it's great entertainment. I don't know why. Like, I'm a Saints fan. Like, a lot of times people say, well, I'll watch the Manning cast unless my team is playing. Then I want serious analysis and full screen. Not me. My team played. I watch the Manning cast because the Manning cast is exponentially more entertaining than the other broadcast featuring Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, who I couldn't give two fucks about. But anyway, on that Manning cast, on that broadcast, there's a point where they've got the third down and goal. I think they're at like the 2, or it's a 3rd and 2 from the 3. I think maybe they could have gotten a first down without scoring. They need like 2 yards. Manning of the Peyton variety is giving you all the options of what they can do. They can line up. You run it here, E. Do you throw it here, E? All this shit. And then they get a too many men in the huddle penalty. And Peyton like grips this football like it's like he's about to make it explode, like he's going to squeeze so tight that the fucker's going to blow up. And he's got this disgusted look on his face, and he's just enraged and basically calling them stupid. And this was just brilliant on his part. He goes, fucking may as well kick it now on 3rd down because you ain't scoring. And I'm like, holy shit, you're right. You're brilliant. So they settle for the field goal. They go up 16-3, but they still have the ball. They're still around midfield with 6 minutes to go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And then one of the most egregious, disgusting examples of pussified football playing you will ever see took place. When on a screen pass out of the backfield, Mark Ingram, inexplicably with 6 minutes to go, ran out of bounds short of the first down marker. It was 2nd and 7. He went 6, or 2nd and 8. He went 6 yards and stepped out of bounds. Nobody was near him. He could have at least picked up 2 or 3 more yards before anybody touched him. What did he do? He ran out of bounds. They decide to throw on the next play. They don't pick it up on 4th, 3rd and 1. They punt it. And then that starts the snowball going down the hill with the Tom Brady comeback and all that shit. That play, and again, this isn't like a Super Bowl deciding play. It's probably not even a playoff deciding play. But that play was one of the biggest pussy plays I've ever seen somebody make. Now, the argument I've seen from social media, because social media is filled with dipshits, is that, well, he was hurt. He shouldn't have even been in. Motherfucker ran pretty well for 7 yards. Then somehow he needed 0.5 yard and decided, yeah, I'm going to go out of bounds. And somehow goes out of bounds short. Now, there's a conspiracy theory out there. And the conspiracy theory is, I say it's a conspiracy theory. It's just morons on Twitter, but it makes me laugh. The theory is that the NFL is rigged. And it's obvious the NFL is rigged because nobody with a brain runs out of bounds 0.5 yard, 3/4 of a yard short of first down when no one's near them, other than Mark Ingram in that game, so Tom Brady can win. Everybody that believes the NFL is rigged, well, you know what? You might have a leg to stand on there. You might be right. But what a disgrace that was. Now, another argument would be, well, Josh, there was, I mean, he ran out of bounds. There was still 6 minutes to go. They had three timeouts. If they get that first down, they're at the 43, probably 42, the plus 42. In that situation, at worst, you're getting into position more than likely to attempt a field goal that will put you up. What would that make the score? 16-3. Actually, the score was 16-3 because it would have made it 19-3. In position at worst to go up 19-3. What do you do instead? You go out of bounds, you punt, you give it back, they march down, they have their timeouts. Worst case scenario for you, you kick a field goal and miss. And even if you do that, you've probably caused either 2.5 minutes to go off the clock or they've used up their timeouts. And either way, it benefits you. But instead, you run out of freaking bounds. And again, I'm aware the Saints suck. I'm aware they're not going anywhere. I'm aware they have no chance. I'm not stupid. I'm not some brain-dead, myopic, dopey fanboy person here. I get all that. And I went into that game, and this is what pisses me off. Like, I had forgotten they were even playing. I get a text from my friend Matt Moscona, big Saints guy. He texts me, and I think it just said something along the lines of, I hate this fucking team. And you know what? It reminded me they were playing. And then I turned it on, and then I'm watching, and they're doing what they typically do to Tom and Tampa. They're kind of dominating them. Tom looks like shit, and I'm kind of getting invested. And then Jilly goes, you know, if they win this, they got the same number of wins as first place and only, you know, half a game back, and then they have a bye. And I'm like, I don't want to get invested. I don't want to be invested. I'm not going to do this. Then they start making plays. They take a 10-3 lead, and then they got a 13-3 lead, and then it's 16-3, and I'm like, shit, they might actually win this damn thing. And then then you're right. Then I'm right back in. I'm invested again. For some reason, I'm sitting there going, hell right, brother, let's go. Let's win this, and who knows what could happen. Maybe we steal an opportunity to at least be in the playoffs, have a home playoff game, we'll see. I felt like a fucking moron. That game made me feel like a moron about as much as going nuts over LSU thinking that, hey, they have a chance to be in the college football playoff made me feel like a fucking moron. But that game made me feel like a moron. And again, to be clear, and to make matters worse, I tried to get in and bet on Tom's passing yards late in the game. They didn't let me get in. And I thought I had fucked them because right after I tried to bet on Tom, they go 3 and out and they punt. And I'm like, well, he's not going to get his number anyway. Bullshit. He like tripled what the number with the amount of yards I would have needed would have been, that son of a bitch. But let's ease up off the, wow, another Tom Brady classic. No, the Saints just fucking suck. Let's not suck each other's dicks over Tom Brady beating the Saints. They're 4-9. They're shit. They're a bad football team, and the Saints gave it away because they've got a Nimrod head coach who's probably going to be fired at the end of the year. So let's not suck farts out of Tom Brady's asshole and tell you how great he is. We already know he's great. We know he's the GOAT. He's had far more impressive performances than that fucking game last night that the Saints gave to him.